from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Final hour of the show, final hour of the week. Big week, man. Just you kind of never know what the week is going to hold when you come in on Monday. And coming out of the weekend, it wasn't great with what happened with the Braves on Sunday and the Falcons getting injured over the weekend in the preseason game and all that. And here we are Friday. Braves had a pretty good week. And the Falcons upgraded their defense in a major way. So,
yeah, man. They're back, baby.
Awesome. Very, very exciting. This hour, by the way, brought to you by Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get into a bunch of different stuff at 1:20, kind of a freestyle Friday at 1:20 like we tend to, and then an AMA at 1:40, any question, any topic, just a couple of minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day as well.
You think when next week when we're up there to do the presser? For the two players?
I would think so.
You think so? Probably.
We'll get a chance to talk to him.
Maybe. Maybe, because I we'll be up there Monday and Wednesday of next week,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so, and this is when they're switching practice times.
Yeah, they're going to switch to later practice.
Yeah.
So instead of us getting someone coming off the practice field like 11:45, the thought is hopefully we'll get somebody before they go out to practice, and then Dukes and Bell will get somebody coming off the practice field later on in their show. So is this normal? Do they normally switch practice times midway through training camp?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's so hard because practice has always been more in the afternoon when I was
coming. Oh, right. Yeah. You had practice twice.
Yeah, we had practice twice. But, I'm not even going to sit up here and try to see why they do it, because they practice in the afternoon during the season. So maybe it's that, and maybe next week is going to be treated like a actual game week.
Okay,
you know, because it is a home game.
It is a home game.
It is a home game. So you try to get that whole routine of the practice, meetings, field, home. But you know, because it's training camp still, you should probably get some extra stuff in there. But that, I'm sure that's how they're going to do it this week. Is like a game week.
Yeah,
next week. I'm sorry.
I'm sure there's a reason. Yeah. Like, they didn't just do it randomly to be like, we're going.
No,
do
I think I'm pretty sure that's what
that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
that makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll be up there Monday and Wednesday. We'll be able to talk about what happens tomorrow in the second preseason game again. Most importantly, hopefully what happened in the first preseason game doesn't happen in the second preseason game. I don't mean losing. I mean losing guys.
Yes.
Like losing guys to season-ending injuries.
Yes.
Hopefully you do not have to deal with that tomorrow. Monday, I don't know. I mean, Matthew Judon will be there. Simmons will be there.
Mm-hmm. They will be on the practice.
They'll be practicing with him. That'll be really fun. I guess we might, when the show's over, be able to see some of it.
We might be. Yeah, they'll be practicing. I'm pretty sure because they have not been – in training camp,
yeah,
there will be probably a little ramp up with them.
Sure.
They're probably going on right now. They're probably up there running them around before they head over to Baltimore and everything like that. So I don't know if when we get back Monday, because Monday they'll be in pads more than likely because they play Saturday, Sunday, day off. So, yeah, Monday they'll probably be in pads.
And then the final preseason game is Friday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's why I was saying they're probably like try to have it like as close to a game week as possible.
Okay.
And yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool to go get there and see him. Have we found out what number Giordano is? He gonna wear 99?
I haven't seen.
You haven't seen this yet because I saw a lot of infused Justin in 31. Is there a 31 on the Falcons team, or is he gonna be 31?
Hang on. I don't have the depth chart in front of me. Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Like, I don't have the numbers memorized.
What if he took Michael Penix's number?
Well, he'd have to buy up all the stock,
yeah,
right? Because like, there's you go to any store in the city right now, there's a Penix 9 hanging on the
Dan
shelf.
Crunchcheck is 31. Who the hell? I mean, okay, all right.
So that one probably available then. I haven't seen that one on the shelves.
Yeah, okay.
99 probably is too because it is Eddie Goldman. Yeah, Eddie Goldman might make the team, but Eddie Goldman might retire.
He might. So, you never know.
Who knows?
We got one more week of Eddie.
Yeah, man, you've got plenty of time to still hang him up for the third time.
Yeah,
as a Falcon.
You never know.
Without ever playing a game for the Falcons. I hope he plays. I'd like to see Eddie Goldman play. I hear good things about him. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
You know, one thing I love about Terry is, you know, he's always, you know, super open with stuff. He always wants to communicate and, you know, kind of get that feel, kind of hear from other players around the league as well. So, you know, that's something that is pretty valuable, I think. And I appreciate Terry for, you know, reaching out and asking, hey, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about that guy? And like I said, Judon's a hell of a player, but a great person as well. So, solid.
So that's Jesse Bates talking about a couple of different things. Obviously, the acquisition of Matthew Judon. Everybody says great teammate.
Yes.
Phenomenal. Love to hear that.
Yes.
Obviously, we're excited about the player that he is as well. But Terry Fontenot, I guess, consulting with some of the potential targets and all of that. I would imagine Justin Simmons is one of those guys that you talked to Jesse Bates about and other players in the secondary. Probably Jesse Bates most specifically. and then they went out and got him yesterday, too.
Yeah. I told you, like, Monday, when you were out, it was Monday, me and April sitting up there, when that news came down about hosting him, and that's when we had Jesse on the show. He was sitting there, and I would wrap it up. What up, man? Hey, hold on, Jesse, give me a second. He came over, turned my iPad screen to it, pointed to it, and he just smiled. And gave me a little, yeah.
What kind of, it was like a that's going to happen smile?
No, I don't want to say it was a that's going to happen. He was like, oh, yeah, I want that to happen.
Oh, I want that to happen smile. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's different types of smiles.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Everybody's got a different smile.
Yeah. No, I got one smile. I'm a one smile guy.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, I'm a one smile guy.
Like, you're talking about, like, that's the only one? No, you just did two different smiles right there, back to back.
Smiling is no teeth to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't smile no teeth. I got to. You see my no teeth smile? What I look like, something's wrong with me, huh? Look at this. Look at no teeth smile. Teeth smile, man. Got to show them. My mom didn't pay all that money for orthodontics for nothing, you know what I mean? It's a shame the show's not on TV. Never could have watched our different smiles. anyway, Jesse Bates is obviously very excited, as is the rest of the team. As are, and this is something we led the show talking about, and this is the thing that I'm fired up about right now because I don't know what it's going to look like. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be great. But what I do know is this injected a different level of enthusiasm into this fan base over the last couple of days. People were fired up for the season. They always are. They're diehards. Kirk Cousins here. There was an expectation. But over the last couple of days, the level of hype for this Falcons season has gotten to the point where you really would hope every season would be. You understand not every season can be. 2 years ago, you had Marcus Mariota playing quarterback. All right, it wasn't going to be the same thing. Last year, you had no idea what Desmond Ridder was going to be at quarterback. This year, 2 days ago, you knew you had Kirk Cousins at quarterback, so there was expectation. And now you have acquired two guys on your defense that are two of the five best guys on your team. So your team got so much better this week. understandably, the expectation in the fan base got so much higher this week, mm-hmm. and I love it. It's just, I think that's all you can hope for leading into a season is to legitimately feel like your team has a chance.
Yeah, I mean, when we started the show at 11 o'clock, we both said the same thing. I am so excited, so happy that Falcon fans are excited and happy about this football team, man. Exactly. And, you know, it's going to be...
And it's not that everybody's 0-0 thing. It's like, no, this team, these are good players.
This is going to... If this team plays the way they should play, and the way I just say my expectations for them, you're not going to see a lot of red seats on TV.
Yeah.
They're going to see people in those seats.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's going to be the exciting thing because we have not seen that place over there, talking about the Benz. We have not seen it as a home field advantage for the Falcons since it opened.
We have not seen that yet.
And I want to see that. I know first game, we know who's coming in town the first game. We understand. Yep. We understand that fan base and everything. Talking about the Steelers. We understand that.
Yeah. Hopefully this leads to a few less terrible towels.
Because they're going to be there.
They're going to be there.
Yeah. But
they're in every stadium. Yes. All right? It's not just here, but they're in every stadium.
Yes. But they're in other stadiums less than some others.
Yes. That is true.
And so you want to see that. But yeah, this is exciting news because you still like. They're not back end years players. You know, remember they brought in Dwight Freeney. Oh, they brought in Dwight. Well, they went. You know, Dwight was in the back of it.
Yeah.
They brought in Calais Campbell. He played well last year.
But
it wasn't prime Calais.
Right. You know, these guys are in their primes.
Yeah. You know, they're in their primes, and that's going to make it that much better because they're still productive players. Matt Judon was balling before he got hurt, and he got a bicep or whatever, tricep, whatever it was. But that's something that's not a knee, it's not an ankle, it's not an Achilles, you know, and things like that. I love what Grady said. Is he bringing the red sleeves with him? You know, and I don't know if he brings them because they're red uniforms, but I would love to see it. Don't matter. But yeah,
I hope so.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing I like about it. They're both prime players. They're both prime, proven players. And that's what I like the most about them. And you got both of them for $14 million.
The main way to make your stadium a home field advantage is to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, I'm not breaking news there, but that's what it is. The reason it hasn't been is because the last 6 years have been brutal for this fan base. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the games at home have been borderline unwatchable with the way that they've lost games late in some of these seasons. Obviously, week one against Pittsburgh, with the enthusiasm where it is, I would expect the building to be really good. But you're right. Steelers fans get in places. I think the real litmus test is going to be November 3rd, because that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games into the season.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 6-2, 7-1, 8-0, whatever, and the Cowboys come to town,
mm-hmm.
That's when you start asserting your home field advantage against a fan base that wants to come in, buy up the tickets, try to act like it's their home stadium and all that kind of stuff. That's when you can really start saying, hey, don't sell your tickets.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get in there and cheer for this team. It's a really good team, but it's on them to do that.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like, that's why everyone wants to give different credit for Die Hard and all that kind of stuff. I got no problem with anybody that's not going to spend their hard-earned money and their time.
Yes.
To go see a product that isn't good. If this product is good, though, you got to meet them.
You got to go see it, and because that's what this team, that's what this fan base is wanting. They want to be. They want to spend that money. You know what I mean? They want to have to make a decision between them damn lights. And well, hell, we could pay half now and move the rest back in 2 weeks.
If they're 7-1 when the Cowboys come to town on November 3rd, there's going to be some lights off that weekend.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That's all right.
That's okay.
We got candles.
We got candles, and it's still. I think it still stays light. Longer than.
It's still pretty warm in early November.
Yeah, but
in Georgia.
Because one of my great friends' name is Jimmy. Jimmy is a Cowboy fan. And he's my favorite Cowboy fan. And I have nothing against the people. It's just being a Cowboy fan because I can't stand the Cowboys.
Hmm.
But he's already, oh, yeah.
Interesting.
He wants to go to the, yeah, I'm like.
My godfather is a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, like, I love my man Jimmy. Jimmy texts me.
Talks a lot less about it than he used to.
He texted me last week. He said, this is the year, Randy. This was it. He texted last year. He said, this is the year. I was like, yo, all right, Jimmy.
Roger stopped hitting me with it. This is the year stuff.
Oh, did you? Jimmy, and he's every year around when we're in your training, I get a text from Jimmy. Jimmy, oh, this is the year for the Cowboys. All right, Jimmy, I'll let you fall for that one. But, yeah, I mean, if that's the case, because we know this, two of your first three home games, you're going to be in contention with that.
Yeah.
Between the Steelers and the damn Chiefs.
And the Chiefs. That's
you're
right.
Going to be, yeah. You're going to be stuck right there in the middle.
Yeah.
You're
and two of your first three games are against – and the Steelers might be good too. Who knows? But two of your first three games are against teams that I expect to be quite good this year.
Yes.
In and the so, Eagles and
the thing is, the Steelers – we talked about it yesterday, and again, we'll, in a couple of weeks, we'll talk more and more and get more in depth in it. But you're going against a offensive. First of all, you're going to go against a coach who knows how to get team ready, Mike Tomlin. You're going against the premier, if not the premier, one of the premier pass rushers in ball.
Yeah, and another really good one, too.
And another really good one.
Yeah.
You're going against one of the premier safeties in the league. Great linebacker play. And then you're going against a guy who knows you.
Here's the difference now, though, because we talked about this. He doesn't know all these guys.
He don't know all of them.
There's some new guys on
but
this
he knows
defense.
A lot of them. Yeah, he knows a lot of them.
He knows a lot of them.
He knows a lot of them. He knows how to attack.
Yeah.
But the quarterback is going to be Russell or Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't put a lot of fear in me.
Exactly. That's why people are like, well, Ayuk and Pickens. I'm like, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are going to be there. Quarterback, yeah. One of those.
The last couple years of resume doesn't lead you to worry too much about that.
Yeah,
no, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. But you're gonna have the game plan for two quarterbacks. They're both of them gonna play. Justin Fields gonna play.
When you got two, you don't have one.
Yeah,
that's what they say, Randy. You heard him say that.
When you got two, you don't have one.
Yeah.
Words to live by.
It's words to live by.
If you ain't got two, would you tell your wife that?
That applies to a lot of
different
stuff.
Tell your wife that?
Well, if you have a wife and a girlfriend, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. Would that work with your wife?
I guess if you have a girlfriend, don't tell your wife.
No, that's just too many women.
Yeah, if you got two, you don't have one.
Would you? But the girlfriend knows about the wife, though, right? The wife don't know about the girlfriend.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're doing it.
If you're doing,
if you're doing it the right way. No. It's awful. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to all kinds of different stuff. The Braves do have a series this weekend against Anaheim. We might mention that. And then a bunch of other fun stuff as well on a Friday. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy, happy hour Friday. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic?
Yeah.
Got a little beard hair in my mouth. Sorry about that. Hard to articulate a little beard hair in there. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, we'll wrap the show up with that, as we always do. We'll get into a bunch of different topics, including some of the Braves and Angels coming up this weekend.
Do you think Wash taking anybody out to dinner?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I bet they'll get together.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I bet
sure.
Wash and Snit hang out.
Yeah, probably go get you.
Ozzy. Who else?
Arcia.
Yeah. Infielders.
Yeah, they'll probably go and see my main man, Warsh.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's not like Wash is busy. You know what I mean? And I'm sure he's still running all the same early infield drills with those guys that they have there in Anaheim as well. But, like, it's a bad baseball team, man. His best player got hurt again and missed most of the season again. So, yeah, they'll probably get together every night, honestly. There's probably going to be some hangovers in that, because Ozzy's not even playing.
Ozzy
can go for it if he wants to. Ozzy and Wash could get after it.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing at
it. I don't know if Wash does that anymore, but maybe he does.
Because there's always, you know, the snitches in the social media, where I guess somebody told Noah Lyles what Tyreek said.
Oh.
Or, well, I'm sure Tyreek. But it's always the, I don't even know who Tyreek Hill is. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, Noah.
That's always a weird criticism, though, or like supposed shot or something like that, where it's like, well, yeah, I mean, not everybody's going to know who everybody is,
right?
But you probably
know
who he is.
You know who I am.
And is that so he's talking about you, so he knows who you are, but if you don't know who he is, and that sort of puts your status above him or something like that.
But that's always the thing, though. That's like one of them things, because that was my go-to line in trash talking.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you know who you are? You're in the scout report. You know, that was mine.
Now, if that's to someone's face, that's tough to hear.
Yeah, that was always mine. I don't know who the hell are you.
One time,
and then you would always. The best thing is when you the player that you do know. Hey, man, who the dude right here, man? Hey, y'all better get him off the field because I'm about to. You know, and that was the trash talking.
One time, my senior year, a guy on the other team said during a soccer game, it was like midway through the first half, and I said something, and he was like, "You haven't done anything since you called the coin flip."
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh, that's a great point. That was a great trick because I was, you know, captain, whatever, called the coin flip. It woke me up, and I played really good the rest of the game. I was furious.
I know Mad Andy.
I slide tackled the hell out of that guy 2 minutes later and got a yellow card.
I know Mad Andy.
Yeah, and then I scored a goal in the second half.
Yeah,
and I told him, how's that coin flip look now?
Yeah, but there you go right there. So, yeah, I mean, it's trash.
Got to be careful with trash talk. Sometimes it wakes people up.
It does, but this one right here, I don't even know who he is. Yeah, you do, Noah. All right, go shrink your mouth. He's got that. That's what it is.
They have that kind of surgery?
And they got surgery. We found out this. They got surgery for everything. They got a shrink your mouth surgery.
Probably.
Yeah. It's probably somewhere where they
They
got to shave down your cheekbones.
You know what he needs to do? He needs to donate part of his mouth to Coach K.
Yes.
Because Coach K's got the smallest little rat mouth.
He eats with a cocktail fork.
He has to.
Yes.
He has to still use baby silverware.
There's no way he can get a real man fork in his mouth. We all know that.
No doubt.
But I'm sure that there's a way you can shrink the mouth. You got to probably start shaving off jawbones.
Okay. Right? Yeah, I think you probably do that.
Shave down the jawbone.
I saw a story on Twitter yesterday about a guy who had 39 different facial surgeries to look different enough to try to get his ex back, who had a restraining order against him. He put a restraining order against him.
Right.
So he had 39 different plastic surgeries so he looked different enough so she wouldn't know who he was.
Uh-huh.
And then he went with a different name, and I don't know how it worked out for him.
Dog.
My guess is not well, because that's insane
that
behavior.
That loving was good.
It must have been.
Yeah, that loving had to be good. For you to change your face? Hell no.
So they broke up, and he handled it so poorly that whatever he did led to a restraining order.
Yes.
Again, there's different levels of behavior that lead to that, but whatever it is he did, she put out a restraining order against him to keep him away from her, and he was like, to hell with that. I know a workaround. I got all this money. I'm going to get 39 different, and he looked a lot different. Like, I wouldn't have recognized one guy from the other.
That is always the scariest thing. What was that show? Ripley's Believe It or Not. Remember that woman who tried to look like a tiger or a snake or something?
Yeah.
And got the tongue split open.
Oh,
and got cat cheeks.
Uh-huh.
Like, she need Jesus.
Yeah.
You need some kind
Don't
of,
we all.
You need some good higher power laying up on the hand. Because you, like, people who do that, they always, those are the people that worry me. Because your thought process behind wanting to look like a cat is not normal.
No, it's not. It's not normal.
But they think it is.
Yeah. What's the line, though? Because, like, you know, obviously that's over it. But, like, I think you have, like, 30 cats that's over the line. That's too many cats.
I agree with you. If you could get plastic surgery on your face, would you? Oh, no.
Well, I could.
I'm saying, what would you get fixed?
Nothing. Not on my face.
Okay. Would you get some heel lifts or something?
I already told you. Yeah. If I was gonna get anything adjusted, bust these shins open.
That's what I'm saying. Get an
extra couple inches of shin bone in
well,
there.
We saw.
Then I'm the height I'm supposed to be.
Hey, we saw old boy up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Old boy, Minnesota.
I'm not gonna do that. I would say like if I was at this stage and I was and I had 30 cats at my house, then maybe I would do that. But I'm married. I got two kids. Like I'm doing okay.
But
I'm as tall as I am, and I'm doing fine.
I think you don't have to buy cats, anyways. But I think this multiple cats is weird.
Two cats, too many.
I say three.
How many cats do you have, Bo?
Three. Make sure I mean Bo.
Three. Bo's got three cats.
Four.
So four cats is too many.
Four cats is too many. Four cats is too many. Yeah, four cats. But I mean, yeah, four cats. But this is me. They just I don't know. Too many like.
To me, and I think Bo is amazing, and Bo can do whatever he wants. I think one cat is too many because I don't like them.
I don't like cats.
I don't like cats. I don't trust them.
No.
I think they're always up to something.
Yes.
A lot of attitude.
Plot.
You said this very well a number of years ago. You don't get to have that much attitude and not pay bills.
No.
And I agree with that.
Yes.
Now, we're working our way towards somebody at my house who's got a lot of attitude and doesn't pay any bills.
But the thing about it, you can't give her away.
She's at least my child.
Exactly. You can't.
Who, by the way, turns 4 years old on Sunday.
So excited.
They have a party tomorrow. Cars theme, which I'm very excited about. It's a little like Cars came out in 06.
Yes.
Not that she knows anything. Everything's on Disney Plus, and if you like it, then it came out last week.
Right.
It doesn't make any difference to you. But we were telling people that the party was Cars themed, and they were like, just cars? Like,
right.
She likes automobiles?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, like the movie car.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that came out a while ago. Yeah, but there's three of them. All right? There's Cars 2 mm-hmm. and Cars 3.
Yes.
And everything that's on Disney Plus to a three-year-old came out.
Yeah.
So
my son, Samson was addicted to that, to cars. And addicted to the red car.
Yeah, Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen. And Andy, I promise you, he's had 30 of them things. Matchboxes, but I remember he was probably three. Yeah, probably about three. And there was just one specific one. Now, all of them looking like the daddy. It was just one specific one, and I still to this day don't know how he always knew that was the one. But he would not leave the house without it. And you tried to get him a different one, he would look at it a certain way and know that that wasn't the car.
Yeah.
And the reason I know this, because I hid it just to make sure. I hid it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I gave him one that looked just like it.
Just to test him. Yeah.
And he knew.
Yeah.
That wasn't it.
Because he's smart.
Yeah.
I say this all the time.
For some reason. That same car.
The problem with having smart kids is that they're smart.
Yes.
Because sometimes it would be so helpful if, like, God, if she was just a little dumb. And then I could just trick her. And then we could get this thing accomplished way faster. But instead, she's so smart. And she's, like, a step ahead of me on stuff now, too. And we're only talking about somebody who's going to be 4 years old on Sunday.
Right.
When she's like actually smart and she's able to navigate this thing, I mean,
Bounce House coming out this weekend.
It's a good question. Weather is not supposed to be good tomorrow.
Okay.
So if the weather holds up, I mean, got to
right.
The reason we bought the Bounce House,
yeah, man, for parties,
is so we could have parties at our house every time for the next 15 years. We got to bring that Bounce House every party in order
years.
To. Yeah.
What do you mean?
That Bounce House is coming out every party we have for the next 15 years to pay for itself.
Oh no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, you're going to upgrade that.
I don't want to do that.
But you thought that was it?
Oh,
no, my brother.
Yeah.
Take it from a bounce house owner.
I am a bounce house owner.
And take it from
him. Oh, you're a multiple bounce house owner.
Yeah, we're a multiple bounce house owner.
Oh, you're telling me.
And I thought the same thing.
So you're telling me bounce houses are a gateway drug.
Yes.
To more bounce houses.
Yes, it is. You will have another one. Promise you. And with your lady, with your wife. Yes.
Nice. Especially when you bring them home.
You will have 100%. Another one. Oh, y'all have a bounce house?
No, never had a bounce house. Should probably say not yet, I guess.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. That's the new thing. I don't know. When we were kids, you were lucky if you went to one bounce house birthday in a decade.
I ain't never been to a bounce house ever growing up.
Maybe at like a fair or something like that. Like they would have them at the fair.
Did they have bounce houses in the 80s?
They did have them, but nobody had them.
That's what I'm saying.
Like personal bounce
house?
No, no way. If you had a personal bounce house in the 80s, you were a millionaire. You had to be a millionaire.
I don't. Because we used to go to the fair down in Griffin. But, like, all we had was
Was it a good fair?
I don't remember, dog.
There's good fairs, and they have lots of cool stuff, yeah. And then there's the sad fairs.
I don't remember. It was
They got the sick donkeys.
Yeah,
and
but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't remember a lot of those going to the
Somebody gets
things.
Hurt on the ride every year.
We used to go to the Griffin Fair. The fair was in Griffin. It was okay, if I remember. I know we didn't get nothing because we couldn't get no money to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't go no, like, that's why one of the things why I don't go nowhere now and spend money because I never grew up going in places.
Well, it's all crap.
If I didn't have money, I ain't go nowhere.
It's like, all crap.
I was never a let's go to the mall and hang out. I ain't got no money.
What are we going to do there other than cause trouble?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good idea.
I ain't got no money.
Yeah, no. We went to the fair last year. I think it's the Georgia State Fair, the one that happens out there. Like
the Georgia State Fair is in Perry.
Oh, is it? Okay, well, I don't know what this one was then.
Wait, there's one in Gwinnett, too. They say is a state fair, right?
Okay, right, well, this one's in Cobb County.
Oh, the one over there? The one up there? Yeah, I don't go up there with them.
We went there once.
Yeah, I got time for them. They need to put an age limit on who can be there without their parents. Because that's all them little ragged-ass little kids
do. I agree.
That's all it is. You pay money to go fight.
That's what it is. It's just a bunch of 14-year-olds walking around kind of trying to cause trouble. But there should be a day when you can go and only kids under the age of like 6 are allowed to.
Yes.
Go.
And they can't come without your parent.
Nobody between. Yeah. And you have to. Exactly.
All that damn fight.
Or some sort of guardian.
What's wrong with y'all?
And just a lot of like ill-fitting clothes. It's like you shouldn't be wearing that.
Dude. All right, that
and like Cookie Monster pajama pants.
Lord have mercy.
What are we wearing?
Like, what are we doing?
Why are we wearing those?
What
out?
Are we doing? Like
Cookie Monster pajama pants and like really small tank tops.
If you don't look, get your back in there and change clothes.
What are you
like,
doing?
You wear that, and everybody, all the fellas know. Bo, you know, just like I know. Like, okay, you at home? Fine. You at home? Got your little shouts on.
Fine.
Or
do what you
I
want.
Get irritated like that. Hey, shout out. Grow your shorts up.
Don't go to the fair.
But don't go out my house looking like that.
Eating churros and corn dogs.
Oh, get out of my house looking
terrible.
Like that.
Walking around in Crocs. It's awful.
What the hell wrong with you?
Modern child fashion is
if you gonna, awful. If you're going to come out there looking like that, you better sneak it. You better put it in your book bag.
Hey, the Braves play the Angels this weekend, by the way. Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound tonight. Chris Sale tomorrow. Versus someone named Griffin Canning. That's kind of fun.
Why the base? Do they know?
Charlie Morton's pitching against Sunday named Jack Kokanowicz.
Do they know that they're going to be pitchers? Because all these dudes have pitcher names.
Is that guy's real last name?
Yes.
Jack Kokanowicz? I'm just saying his name. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Load the phone lines up on a happy hour Friday. Let's have a little bit of fun. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Damn.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Ooh, a lot of phone lines available if you guys want to jump on a happy hour Friday, 404-726-0929. We do have a couple callers, though, but we could use some more. Cody is in Gainesville. Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Cody. So we're talking about the bounce houses. Are y'all talking about owning or renting?
Owning.
We're talking about owning.
Okay. How do y'all clean them things afterwards? That's my first one.
Good question.
My second question, if you got a Saturday, you got nothing planned all day, it's just you at the house, chilling, what time do you open your first cold one?
Okay.
So to clean them, just hose them down. Now, the hard part is letting them dry.
Yes.
Because obviously it'll be hot enough to dry, but then like the underneath part on the grass.
Yes.
Will stay wet. And then so you got to like let the top dry and then flip it.
Yep.
That's the annoying part is trying to get it dry.
And trying to get it, put it back up in that damn bag.
Try to get it back in your storing it is always a challenge.
What time is it when you're chilling?
If it's just you,
okay.
And it's Saturday, mm-hmm. You're left to your own devices. Mm-hmm. When does the first cold one get cracked?
Probably nine. No, I've been up for like 4 hours.
That's true. You've been up for a while.
Yeah, I've been up for a while.
And you don't really eat breakfast. Okay, because I was going to say, like, what goes, like, breakfast food-wise, like, what goes with a
cold light? Like, bacon.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, dog. Bacon goes good with everything.
Yeah, I throw some, like, usually on Saturdays, I eat breakfast on most Saturday mornings.
Okay.
So, usually, I'll boil some eggs, could be some bacon, and, you know, have at it.
As we discussed earlier, I don't have the gear. I probably have two less gears than Randy does as far as that goes. I'm waiting till afternoon. I'm waiting until some point in the early afternoon.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I'm not.
But now Saturdays
teach
are,
their own.
Saturdays are different for me now because my kids have Saturday activity.
Right, but this is assuming you have nothing to do, and it's just you. So there's not even like a, there can't even be like a judgmental eye or anything like that. It's just
But this is my biggest thing. I try not to have a beer before she comes downstairs in the morning.
Yeah.
That's just my thing. So luckily, I hope she goes right out in the morning. So I gotta wait it alone. Yeah, I gotta wait it alone.
All right, Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hi, Derek.
I wanted to tell you, I've had four cats. But I wanted to say, if you guys ever check out the video of Precious Ansoir, he's in Africa. Because Randy said he like, you know, taking on animals and everything.
I ain't never say that. Derek. I said I would.
Nah, you're right. You're right. You never said that. You said you can go against him. So you're right. Nah, I give you that. But check out that video.
You know what I'm
now who's what's and another he, thing? What's Precious doing? He's fighting an animal. Like what are we talking about?
No, he's walking tigers, but he's holding their tails. You gotta look at it. It's crazy.
Oh, okay.
But it's another thing is I want to know when do you think the Falcons should give AJ Terrell a deal?
I think that if he was going to get the deal they offered him, they would have happened.
Yep. But it's still time to get one.
There is.
Yeah, yeah.
There is. But I think that would mean him signing a deal he doesn't really want to sign.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Does that?
If that's before the season, yeah.
Yeah.
If he signs one, and there's still time, and I would not be surprised if AJ has a contract for the season.
Interesting.
I would not be.
Because, I mean, they're negotiating.
They're talking about it. There have been offers, I'm pretty sure. Now, this is not something men know at all.
We talked about this the other day, though. I think it was off there. Maybe it wasn't. Sometimes I get mixed up. But, who's the player from Jacksonville, the Georgia player that got the contract this offseason, the corner?
Oh, God. Why is his name escaping? Tyson Campbell.
Tyson Campbell. Yes. Okay. Pretty similar comparison,
yes.
Right?
But I think AJ's better.
I don't think AJ thinks he's better, too.
Yes.
So I think they look at the resume, and mm-hmm. they're like, well, probably right around there.
Yes.
And AJ's like, eh. But, I mean, I think I'm better than that.
Right.
And they're like, well, but
yeah.
Numbers.
I agree.
And
But I think he's somewhere in the Tyson.
I think so. But, yeah, if I'm AJ at this point, if it's really kind of there and you don't like it, this defense is about to be really good.
I take a deal right now.
You would?
Because he's home. He's home. And it's going to be top five money.
I know, but if he goes out, okay. If it's going to be top five money, then okay.
Yeah.
But if it isn't, I don't know.
No, if it isn't, then no.
You go play this year in this defense that just got a hell of a lot better over the last couple of days. AJ Terrell doesn't have an interception in 2 years.
That's crazy as hell.
But also part of that is they're not throwing to him all that much because who's on the other side and the defense isn't good and there's no pass. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
So, I don't know. It's tough, but I don't know. I kind of don't think it's going to happen. I hope you're right. I hope it happens before the season. Unk is in Kirkwood.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Unk?
Hey, Randy.
Yes.
Your kids are trying to set you up, bro. It's a prank.
Oh, it's a prank?
It's a prank. They're trying to set you up. So everybody going, they going, give me my money. Yeah, they going to clap. They want to get to you. You're the last one.
Uh-huh.
They're going to look at you like you're crazy while I record. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're going to be the only one. You're going to be the only one clapping.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, again.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
yeah,
they were trying to set me up for the okey-doke.
Oh, yeah. So, you got to figure out how to get them back now.
Ain't nobody getting nothing today. I was going to take them out to dinner. Y'all get some noodles.
Yeah, they were trying to set you up, bro. Like, it's hilarious, too. They got your boy Israel. They got his girls got him. They set him up good.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go check that out. Idris Elba.
Oh, Idris Elba.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out, man.
Yeah, Idris Elba. Yeah. They set him up. But, man, I was calling, man. Man, I'm excited about what Terry Funnock been doing, man. I'm so excited about what the Falcons are doing in the upcoming season, man, to support, man. Like, I just play the twos and threes and find us some backups. I don't want nobody to get hurt right now.
I know that's right.
Just play the twos and threes and find us some depth, and I am good with that.
Yes,
I'm going to watch, too. You know what I mean?
But
I had to call and let you know, man.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Unc.
Appreciate you.
What'd he call him?
Terry Funnock. I love it. I love it.
I love it.
Terry Funnock.
So much.
I love it.
Damon is in Marietta. Hey, Damon.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Damon.
Hey, I got a question for Andy.
Okay.
Andy, so you coming from Washington State,
mm-hmm.
and moving here to Atlanta and now a fan of the Falcons, did you have problems with your friends and family back home because you root for another team?
Yeah, my mom would give me a hard time.
Really?
Yeah. Like the Falcons and Seahawks would play.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, I hope the Falcons win.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she'd be like, come on.
Really?
I was like, oh, the Seahawks got a Super Bowl.
Barb, really?
My job would be easier if the Falcons win. Leave me alone.
I can't see Miss Barbara.
No, she, yeah. No, she would, she doesn't do it so much anymore. But like when I first moved here and I'm doing the show and all that, uh-huh. she would text me and be like, you don't mean that.
Really?
Like, no, I do mean that. I do. I do mean it. I do want the Falcons to win. It is what I want to happen. Yeah, but my, hey, my mom's a, she's a 12.
Yeah.
That's what they call the diehard Seahawks fans.
Is she, she's diehard.
She's a 12.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
She, hold on. Isn't she a Wazoo fan too, though?
Not really. She went there.
She went to Wazoo.
Kind of. Okay. She went to all the colleges. She went to every college in Washington, pretty much.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, my brother would give me a hard time. Everyone understands with the Mariners.
Yeah.
No one gives me a hard time about the Mariners.
But it's the Seahawks.
Because they all hate the Mariners,
but
too.
But the Seahawks.
But now the Seahawks have kind of been not that great the last couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And they all live here now, too.
Pretty much.
And they're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe we kind of like the what the Falcons are cooking up. It's fine. Root for whoever you want.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're the first person
you don't
I've
get
ever.
Any, you don't get any extra points at the pearly gates if you're rooted for the same crappy team your whole life.
You're the first person I've ever met from Seattle. Like, interacted with like this from Seattle.
Yeah.
Never.
We're all like this.
Yeah, never. I don't think I've ever met anybody from Seattle.
Really? Nobody else? Mm-hmm. You had some teammates.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Dame Looker. Is Dane Looker from Washington?
Okay. He's from some weird suburb. But Jesse Chapman. Same high school.
You went to high school with Jesse?
Not with him, but same school.
Dude.
We're talking about the same guy, right? Small running back?
Yeah, that John Lynch damn near killed him?
Yeah.
You remember that hit when John Lynch damn near killed him? When he held him up, John Lynch took
Yeah, Jesse went to Franklin High School, Seattle.
Jesse is one of my favorite people.
He's amazing.
I love Jesse. And the thing with Jesse was, because we used to sit on the plane, when we were on the plane, we sit first class and started, right? And everybody couldn't wait for Jesse to get on the plane.
Cool suit.
Jesse would wear a suit. Every day, there was Easter colors.
Do you remember that commercial that I showed you from that men's store in Seattle called Leroy Menswear?
Yes.
I guarantee you Jesse has shopped there.
That's exactly
I guarantee
Jesse
you Jesse
would get on there
with,
with a pink suit. Jesse had on a yellow suit. He had on the Easter purple suit one time. And we would just sit there. And me and who was – I forgot who was it. I think – no, Ronnie didn't sit with me. Well, whoever sat with me, we just sit there and waited for Jesse.
Okay, so that's we're two for two.
There we go.
We're two for two.
I love me. I love Jesse.
Now it's weird though to have two guys from the exact same area in high school and all that kind of stuff. But it's Franklin Quakers.
Yeah, man, I love
what we
Jesse,
do.
Man.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah,
man.
We thought John had killed him. If you have two, you don't have one. And the lights are going to be off when the Cowboys come.
Yeah. Don't worry about the lights. Worry about the wind.
Yeah.
All right? You need to remember to grow your shorts up.
Yeah, man. Grow your damn shorts up.
Oh, the rolls will snatch all kind of folks. And stay-at-home Chardonnay mom. Pretty cool job.
I love it. Oh, that's somebody that's such a cool
dancer. What do you do for a living? I drink Chardonnay.
I'm a Chardonnay. I drink Chardonnay.
In the morning.
Andy can't smile with no teeth.
I can't.
Dude.
And cats plotting up to something.
Hey, man. Bo got cats, but I'm just telling you right now, I just believe they are put on this earth to take us down.
And that might be, and if a cat takes us all down, then so be it.
Yeah, I believe that.
If that's how we go out, that's how we go out. All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.